to what has been probably the biggest talking point in media, in broadcast media, like this one, in digital media, Facebook, Twitter, and so on. The proposal by South African Tourism, which we found out about, not because SA Tourism came transparently to the public and said this is what we are planning, but because of a leak of a PowerPoint presentation, to spend roughly R1 billion over 3 years in a sponsorship, a sleeve sponsorship of Tottenham Hotspur Football Club. Themba Khumalo is the acting CEO of SA Tourism. Themba, I know you must be very busy and very much in demand, so thank you for giving us a little bit of your time. Can I start by asking you how this idea was birthed? Just take us back to the beginning of the idea that we're now talking about.
Good afternoon, sir, and good afternoon to your listeners. So the strategy of South African Tourism in terms of, you know, driving exponential growth of tourist arrivals in the country is based on targeting big aggregations of audiences around the world into which we can market, into which we can then drive conversion and get people to travel to the country. The three biggest aggregators of these audiences, obviously, firstly, is media, you know, houses, you know, big broadcasters, CNN, BBC, etc. The second biggest is the search engines, you know, Expedia, TravelStart, and all of those that actually aggregate, you know, traveler information and drive that targeted campaigns. And the third one is sports and entertainment platforms that aggregate viewers and followers, you know, of those platforms, and those are also targetable. So what we were looking at is not the team. We're looking at the audiences that follow the sport, being able to target campaigns at those audiences and drive conversion. So whether it was Tottenham Hotspur or whether it was any other team, the whole idea is to get to the audiences in order to drive marketing and drive arrivals. That is, you know, the basis of how we went about looking for an opportunity into the English Premier League, which is the biggest football league in the world, and football being the biggest sport and aggregator of audiences, that was a natural place for us to be able to look. And that is how we got to the conclusion of getting into this kind of deal.
Okay, so in theory that makes a kind of sense, but then once you get into the particularities, I mean, how do you crunch the numbers that says spend X is going to lead to income Y? Because listening to audio of your news conference this morning, you said that R1 billion spend is going to produce R88 billion of benefit to South Africa. And Themba, I confess, I went, you have got to be joking. How do you get to that number?
So if you look at the current arrivals to the country and you multiply it by the average spend per visitor currently, you know, out of the UK, and that 88 billion is only just based on the UK and the USA only, because the UK is our biggest international, you know, arrivals market, and the USA is our fastest growing international market. And that also is the area where this particular team has got its biggest follower congregation of audiences. So if you calculate it just based on the current spend and the current arrival numbers, that, in fact, is what the return is.
But hold on a second. I was reading earlier today that the average spend of an international visitor in South Africa is R15,000 during their time. So how many... I don't even know how many noughts 88 billion has, but if you divide 88 billion by 15,000, then you are predicting a visitor inflow as a result of this marketing campaign, which just seems completely and utterly unrealistic.
That is times three, because you remember that the billion is spent over 3 years. So this is not an annual number. This is a three-year number. So if you look at the target that the President of the Republic of South Africa set for tourism, it is 21 million arrivals by 2030. That is a compounded average growth between now and 2030 of 18% year-on-year growth. And in order to achieve that, you're going to have an inflection point, because the current trajectory of growth is 13% average growth that lands us at about 15.3 by 2030. So you've got a delta of about 6 million that you're going to have to fill. So in order for us to do that, you've got to do something that is outside of what the current strategies are. And let me also just say this. If you look at the media investment money that we are investing anyway on any given year, over a three-year period, it would be equal to, to the kind of investment that would go into this kind of deal. So all that we're doing is we're taking all of the small initiatives, the small disparate initiatives that are happening in each of our source markets, and directing it into a single platform. So whether we do this particular transaction or not, that money still gets spent in those markets. It's been happening for the last 20 years. So this is simply an aggregation of small initiatives into a single big platform in order for us to increase our yield and increase our return into the economy.
And how do you persuade yourself, and how do you persuade Treasury and the other stakeholders who would need to okay this? Because as I understand it, at the moment, it is no more than a proposal by SA Tourism, which has been discussed with Tottenham Hotspur, and Tottenham Hotspur seem keen to do the deal. Would that be an accurate characterization of where we are?
That would be an accurate characterization. So we have engaged with the management. The board has approved the deal subject to the ministry, the department, National Treasury, the provinces, the private sector. So we were still in the process of going to engage with those stakeholders in order for us to conclude the deal when this leak happened. And this leak happened, strangely enough, it happened, around 6 o'clock on Tuesday. The board only sat at 8 o'clock, and the decision was only passed, after 10 p.m. So in fact, the leak preempted the decision of the board and took away the opportunity for us to be able to align with the stakeholders. So now that we've been able to bring clarity to the matter, as of tomorrow morning, we are beginning, to get back into the engagement with the stakeholders. And at the end of the day, the stakeholders could end up saying, maybe this is a bad deal. This is simply a proposal that's on the table. There's no contracts that have been signed. We still have to go through the rigor of going through our stakeholder engagement. And at the end of that, we'll decide, how we proceed.
And if I got the number of noughts correct in 88 billion, then you would need 20,000 extra visitors a year for 3 years as a result of this sponsorship in order to get to that 88 billion rand spend in South Africa. If I did it with one nought too little, then you would need to get 200,000 visitors a year for 3 years, and that seems impossible. So when you discuss this with a stakeholder, let's say Treasury says, prove to us that 20,000 extra people a year are going to visit South Africa as a result of Tottenham Hotspur players running around a pitch at the Tottenham the stadium or other matches, away matches that they play, that having visited South Africa on the sleeve is going to persuade at least 20,000 people a year who'd not considered visiting South Africa before to go, oh, that's a brilliant idea, let me go and spend 15,000 rand there.
So if you look at that, and I cannot go into all of the detail of the deal, for obvious reasons, this is under confidentiality. So it's not just about being on the sleeve, it's about the media assets. As I said, it's not about the 11 players running around on the pitch. You've got perimeter boards, you've got social media, you've got TV coverage. And what that is predicated on is what message do you put on there. There's also direct marketing into their databases. And this is not only for leisure travel. You've got big corporates that are part of their database in terms of driving meetings, incentives, conventions and exhibitions, travel, business, events travel into the country. They also have a big, congregation of, members of parliament through whom we can do advocacy work in terms of keeping, travel channels open, between the different destinations. As we saw when we had the last COVID shutdown out of the UK and Emirates, we actually had to use you know, people in the House of Lords in order to be able to lobby and get us off the red list. And what this does is it gives us a platform to be able to engage in soft power, in lobbying, in negotiation, in diplomacy.
Sorry, Temba, I don't
buy that. To be able to drive that. Yes, it does.
I just don't buy the fact that South Africa sponsoring Tottenham Hotspur was going to get South Africa off a COVID red list. I think you're stretching with that one.
No, it's not getting us off the red list. It gives us a platform to have the conversation.
No, I'm not sure that it does. But anyway, you believe that it will. Okay, so what happens next?
What happens next is we engage with, you know, the stakeholders, as I mentioned this morning. And as we begin to engage, you know, we will see where this deal goes. If it receives the support, we'll proceed with it. If it doesn't, we will pursue other options in terms of how we build a recovery of our tourism platform.
Temba Khumalo, thank you for giving us some time, the acting CEO of SA Tourism.